Residents of Harare Sukwadzana, Mufakose, Budiriro, Glenview and Highfield suburbs are already testing the new system, which allows them to check the status of their water, electricity and other accounts from the phone or internet. This means an end to the trips to the main revenue office in the city center to query or pay bills, an added bonus. Instead of residents having to carry around their monthly statements to make payments, the new system requires only an account number, street address, stand number or surname. Council Principal Communications Officer Michael Shideme said all accounts done through cell phones, banks and district offices will update instantly. Speaking during a tour of council districts already online, Combined Harare Resident Association Senior Programs Officer Tendai Muchada commended the council.
Perhaps one other thing that we just want to recommend within this pilot phase is that they might want to balance and perhaps change their service provider. You cannot rely on Tel1 internet. I think you've seen that in two of the five district offices that we've been to, the system was offline. So it's still back to square one. One step forward, two step backwards.
Harare Residents Trust Senior Community Coordinator Regina Bakuri is hopeful the new system will improve the city's ineffective billing system. Additionally, says Arthur Muromba of the Harare Informal Traders Council, online billing, unlike the old system, will be more transparent.
My view is a noble idea. It promotes transparency, accuracy and all that. So we feel there's more they need to do, but what they've done so far, we appreciate it, because in the past, people used not to know the actual bills and everything wasn't perfect or transparent as such.
Fungai Chikosi of the Proudly Zimbabwean Foundation believes the new system will help build more trust between the residents and council and even boost the city's revenue.
But of interest is the dual role that is being played by each particular teller in each particular station. Before you would come and stand in a different queue and then go into another queue. So there's a lot of time that has been wasted by people that would come and it would also create queues to Badara Bill. You know that the situation is now faster. They have a situation where one person, you go there and it's a one-stop shop.
The system would be expanded beyond the five suburbs to all the council's 23 district offices throughout the city. Meanwhile, ratepayers who have defaulted on their payments will still be held accountable. Shideme says council has issued out warrants of execution against 4,038 properties and an additional 28,404 summons valued at 25 million are soon to follow. Shideme said commercial properties owing council more than $10,000 will be taken to court. Council is owed more than $300 million in rates and charges. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.